Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. And today I wanted to talk to you about resilience, what it takes to keep going when you don't want to, the grit that's required, the mental toughness that is required, the resilience that is required to keep on going when things get really, really tough. So at the time of recording this, it's a Saturday morning. The sun has not come up yet. I have a coaching session with my neurofeedback coach in the US in about 17 minutes. So that's the maximum amount of time that this session is going to go for. Last night, if I look at yesterday, up at 5 a.m. and I didn't go to bed this morning until it was after 1 a.m. because my coaching in the US starts at midnight and goes through till around about 1. It was just after 1 last night, and I had to get up at 6 this morning. So it's 5 hours sleep after not having as much sleep yesterday either. And it's a Saturday, right? So I've got back-to-back appointments starting very shortly. And they go for, I've got 6 appointments this morning, and then I've got a client function that I'm traveling into the city for, so I'm hosting that. So it would be very easy for me to not create a schedule that was as intense as what it is, and it would be very easy to just still be in bed. Say, oh yeah, look, I'm tired. I think I ate something funny late last night. Well, not late last night, but around 7 o'clock last night. My tummy doesn't feel quite right, and I'm tired. I am tired. And so how do you keep going? Because my week is like this, week after week after week. I don't necessarily have client events that I'm hosting, but my client schedule is always pretty much the same. It just goes from busy to more busy. So I have a look at why I got started to begin with. Why am I on this journey to help others? Why am I here to create a better version of myself so I can coach people to better results, get better results for other people? I just think this is what I'm here to do. And I really enjoy the process. I enjoy helping other people get great benefits from their life and feel great about what it is that they're doing. And there's another aspect, which is the growth of me. I know how hard it is to achieve success. I've interviewed a lot of successful people. I listen to high net wealth people, highly successful people every day, learning from them, growing. I'm reading. I look at different things. I read the Wall Street Journal. I look at the news that pops up on Microsoft. I get Forbes as well, highlights. I don't subscribe to that one, but I skim through the headlines for stories that may be of interest. I'm always looking to improve myself. I'm listening to my coach every single day. I'm downloading content. I'm uploading content into my brain. And I just keep on pushing, because I know the consistency that is required to achieve success. I know the consistency that is required to achieve certain outcomes, just like going to the gym, just like eating the right foods every day, just like working out and going for your walks and drinking your water and getting the right amount of sleep. Every single day is so important for your long-term success. So how will I cope with my tiredness right now? Well, I'll be right for up till probably I find I can tend to crash a little bit around the 4 or 5 o'clock. Once I've got everything done for the day, I can then tend to just crash a little bit, and then I will go to bed a little bit earlier tonight, probably by 9 p.m. and I'll probably get 7 hours sleep tomorrow. Maybe I can take a nap tomorrow afternoon as well to help refresh me a little bit. What I find is that there's kind of a heaviness sort of around the crown of my head is where I feel it, and it's like sort of a brain fog. I won't be as focused. I won't be as quick and creative in my thoughts and that type of thing. So I can do it for... I can do it for a little bit, but I can't do it for an extended period of time now. As I'm getting older, I just require more and more sleep. But I do all of these things because it's important for me to prove to myself what I'm capable of. That's what it is. I want to prove what I can do. I want to prove to myself what I should be doing when I know that I don't want to, because that's becoming uncomfortable. And when you're uncomfortable, that's when you give yourself a possibility to grow and an opportunity to grow. If you stay in your comfort zone all the time, then you are not going to grow. If you go to the gym and you never really feel that muscle burn and so forth, you will never grow. You will literally never grow your muscles. So you've got to push into that pain. And that's what life is like too. In order for you to become more resilient, you have to get into that emotional pain as well. And then you have to learn strategies to cope with that emotional pain. Well, what are the conversations that you have with yourself around that emotional pain that you're feeling so that you can push through it? Let's think about it for a moment. Every single one of us listening right now has had sadness, tragedy, disappointment, failures, people being disloyal to you, people upset you, etc. in your life. Now, if you didn't find ways to overcome all of those things, and maybe there are some things that maybe still remain resolved, but imagine there's all these things. If you wrote down every single thing since you were a child to now, and you hadn't found a way to deal with all or most of those, then you're going to be in a pretty bad state mentally. Like, you just will not be able to cope. So we find ways, and time helps, heals those wounds, but also it's the coping strategies that we come up with to work our way through them. Now, some people just make up excuses and always blame other people, but the reality is it's never going to be always someone else. There's going to be a role that you've played in these situations, and until you take ownership and accountability of those things and you have those honest conversations with yourself and then find ways to improve you so that when you get to those next situations that you're a better person as well. But the reality is you will still have people, even though you might be the best version of you, you'll have people that will let you down. You'll have people that hurt you. And you need to find ways to get through those. And then there'll be things that are just outside your control that you need to find ways, again, to become more mentally tough, become more resilient. And for me, pushing myself every single day to do a lot of the same things, because consistency in doing the right things breeds success. It's a real sense of self-satisfaction in being able to just continue to deliver every single day, two podcasts every single day, just putting out lots and lots of content every single day, coaching clients every single day, pushing myself that little bit more, making sure that I'm bringing out the best version of myself. At least that is my aim. There'll be some days where, you know, you are feeling a little bit off, or you reflect on the day and say, yeah, do you know what? That wasn't a great day. But if you can get 52 great days in the year, or good days in the year, then you're going to be quite successful, because most of the days we have are not necessarily awesome. And I think the more success you have, the higher the bar that you set for yourself in what it is that you expect from you and the outcomes from yourself each and every day. And I think that's exciting too, because that's about growth. I'm in my studio at the moment, and I've got this big frame in here, and it's got a series of holes pretty much to the floor up to over 6 foot. And the idea is that you can put different brackets and supports and everything in each of the holes. But there's a lot of holes, right? And I think where we start in life is at the bottom, and we're trying to constantly work our way to get all the way to the top. And then once you get to the top, you want to say, okay, well, how do I go even further? How do I get more and more success? That's just an exciting journey of life. But pushing consistently is going to be your ticket to success. Just think about what it is that's required from you to bring out that best version. Think about why you got started to begin with. If you're having a particularly hard day, sometimes you just need to take a break. And it's not like you think, well, I need to take a 3-week break. I don't think that works. Think about taking a 10-minute break. Think about taking perhaps an hour off. Think about taking an afternoon off. You're going to most likely you'll do your best work in the morning, but take an afternoon off. I mean, I didn't used to work any weekends. I used to, when I was in corporate life, it was like, no, the weekends, I've worked hard through the week. Weekends are for me. And you would make up a passionate reason as to why you wouldn't do work on a weekend. And look, when I was working corporately, it was a different time as well. When I was working corporately, you couldn't get emails on your phone, for instance. Like you couldn't do that. I don't think you could even take photos on your phone when I was working in corporate. So that's how long ago it was, 15 years. But I got to that point, now that I run my own business, your mindset changes. The mindset of a business owner versus an employee is so fundamentally different. I much prefer my mindset. Now, I've grown so much because of the struggles and everything that you've had to go through to get to where you are, and just forces you to push yourself more and more, and which is why I work on the weekends. I work every day, 7 days, because I'm constantly striving for success. I have so much momentum. I have so much focus, and to be honest, it's a little bit like, well, I don't want to stop. Is what if I lose that focus? What if I lose that hunger for success? I just don't want that to happen because I know how hard it is to get it to begin with. I just don't want to lose it. And so I keep pushing. Now, I don't work the same intensity, I suppose, on a Sunday that I would on a Monday through Friday. Like Friday is my longest day because I get up at 5 a.m., but start work around 5:30, go through till midnight. Oh, sorry, midnight till my call starts, and then till 1 a.m. And so that's a big day. Saturday, I kind of work half a day, and then I work a few hours at night time as well. On top of that, on Sunday, I like to not start my day with some work. I like to slow down a little bit, sleep in till like anything past 7 o'clock is a sleep in for me on a Sunday. And then I will get up. I might record a podcast or two first thing. Then I'll do a workout. I do a Sunday flex and reflect. I sit down, which is a video that I record, which is about anywhere between 10 to 20 minutes. I do that as well. Then I like to have a little bit of a break, and then later in the day I will plan out the rest of my week, reflecting on and analysing the week that was and looking at my schedule for the week ahead, etc. And I just enjoy that though. Like I'm very left brain. I love to plan my life out, and I really enjoy the process of success and just reflecting on how do I get more out of myself. I do brain training every single day, neurofeedback stuff. Every single day, just challenging myself to get better and better and better. And I just love the work. I'm in love with the process of success and the process of hard work. And every now and then I just stop and think, yeah, you know, this is why I do it. Like this morning, it's like, man, it's really hard, but I've got to get up. People are relying on me. And I stay comfortable if I stay in bed. So... me, that was a sneeze. That is why I do it. So don't forget, sometimes you just have to stop and remind yourself, what are you doing? Now, having said all that, some people are just consistently doing the wrong things over and over and over, and they're never going to make it a success. But this is why you need coaching, to be able to check in with your coach and say, hey, coach, what do you think about this strategy, etc., etc.? And they will tell you, if they've had a lot of success themselves, and that should be your coach, they'll tell you, no, don't do that. And that's why I use my coach. All right, I need to go because I've only got about 2 minutes before my my neurofeedback coaching call. It's about every month, or I have a coaching call, but I do multiple training sessions a day, and you do an assessment once. It takes 31 minutes to do the assessment. Yes, I know, it's exactly that. And these last results, which I'm about to go through with my coach, I think I've done about 1,500 hours now, something like that. Minutes, 1,500 minutes maybe it is. Would that be right? How many is that? It must be minutes. And I think I've done round about approaching 200 sessions in each session. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, around 200 sessions. So I'm just getting better and better. Like, you just naturally, if you do the work, you do the training, you get better. And so my last test results turned out very, very well. The best that I've had so far. And that's just by consistently doing the work. So I'm about to go through those with my coach. So I'll give you an update, perhaps tomorrow. All right, stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'll also let you know how my client event went, and I'll tell you all about it perhaps tomorrow. All right, see you tomorrow.